people on the front line, the key workers who are keeping Oxfordshire going, I can't give them enough respect. It seems many people feel the same, especially when it comes to the healthcare workers. Over the past few weeks at the Filipino community of Oxfordshire, they've been distributing free lunches to NHS workers in Oxford. Arielle Linada is from the community and joins me now. Hey Arielle, how are you doing?
Hi, Flora. Good afternoon, and good afternoon to all your listeners. And thank you for having me in your program.
Lovely. Love your energy, Arielle. So please explain to me more about what you've been doing.
Right. So I'm Arielle Linada. I am the chairman of the Filipino community of Oxfordshire. And as you know, there are more than 3,000 Filipinos working and living in Oxfordshire. And majority of us are nurses. And we are working at Oxford University Hospital's NHS Foundation Trust. Now, we have been recruiting Filipino nurses from the Philippines, and there were several of them who arrived just before the lockdown because of COVID-19. And we usually welcome them with a barbecue party and a lot of food. And obviously, we can no longer do that because of COVID. And because the majority of us are working in the National Health Service, and we also noticed that during lunch break, you have to queue in the canteen to get food. And, you know, sometimes it takes time. So we as a community, we thought we need something. So we thought we will give free food to our colleagues working at the John Radcliffe Hospital and at the Churchill Hospital. And obviously, we are a non-for-profit organization, so we cannot really afford to, you know, to buy all this food and distribute. So what we've done is we ask our friends, some of the companies, and I am very, very grateful to MM Catering Services based in Croydon, who donated 100 packs of these free lunches. And then Kabayan Remit, based in Bicester, also donated 200 of this free lunches for our doctors and nurses and allied health professionals. And the Mega World International also donated 200 lunches. And I've been contacted the other day by McDonald Beer Hotel based in Woodstock. And they are also donating 100 packs of free lunches to our NHS workers.
Wow, I can't believe how much people are coming together for this. It's a really nice thing to see, Arielle. So can we talk a bit about the food? What kind of lunch is it?
Yeah. So it's Filipino cuisine. So there's two courses, usually a beef and a chicken with rice. And then MM Catering Services, who's preparing this food for us, they are very good. They are four-star catering services. It's also donating free dessert. So one pack of lunch cost £5, and that has been sponsored by some companies and some friends. And nice. It's a Filipino food, but, you know, everybody likes it. You know, I have loads of feedback from non-Filipinos who have the food and they said it's delicious.
Oh, you got me salivating, Arielle. It's almost lunchtime for me. So this is a really great initiative. What kind of response have you had? What have people been saying about it?
We have really very good responses from people who tasted the food. And I think it is also an opportunity for me to call for more donations because yesterday we distributed 100 lunches, but we ran out at the John Radcliffe Hospital. So there were people who came and I said, I'm terribly sorry, there's no more food. So what we usually do is I call for a pre-booking, if you like, so people pre-registered because obviously we only have 100 packs and we do that every Saturday. So we kind of alternate Saturday at the John Radcliffe Hospital, then the following Saturday at the Churchill Hospital. And yesterday we ran out.
Oh, well, it's good that you're doing pre-bookings. It's a very good idea. And this is all because it's something very close to your heart. You're a senior nurse at the JR at the moment. How is it over there?
Yes, I mean, you know, I've worked at the Oxford University Hospitals for almost 19 years now, and I used to work in adult intensive care, and I am now the head of education and training. So I completely understand how it feels, and especially during busy time, you know, you have only limited lunch break. So if we can provide lunch that, you know, people don't need to queue in the canteen because obviously of social distancing. So that's greatly appreciated by our NHS staff.
And how are your colleagues at the moment with this going on, Arielle?
Well, I mean, everybody like me were a bit anxious, but I think, you know, panic is not the answer to COVID-19. I think the correct understanding of the science behind COVID and, you know, knowing the right skills to protect our staff. And, you know, as I said, we have been training our staff in the use of PPE and the right time. So I think keeping positive, I think, and doing things like this, I think, you know, talking to people, doing some, you know, charitable work. On top of these free lunches, we, as a community, we are also distributing or buying groceries and delivering these groceries to some of our members who are on home quarantine. And we are keeping, you know, online in touch. And, you know, in the morning we check in saying, hello, how are you? And then in the afternoon we ask people, you know, how's your day been? And, that, you know, that seems to be kind of keep us connected, but also keep us feel supported, that there is a community that provide that support.
Very important at this time as well. And it's good to hear that your mantra for this is to not panic. Nothing will get done if we just panic. It's not the answer. And I really like that, because sometimes you do feel like you have that panicky feeling, but just trying not to panic and relaxing in ways that you find comfortable for you is very important at this time. I want to ask you about something that happens every Thursday, because one of my friends is a nurse for a hospital in Manchester, and I asked him, how does it feel when you hear the clapping on a Thursday? And he said, I found it very endearing. It makes me smile. How do you find the NHS clap that the public does every Thursday?
Oh, my God. I mean, you know, I'm always in tears. You know, I go out on my front door and then seeing my neighbors and I clap with them. And, you know, it's a feeling that it's difficult to explain. I am overwhelmed by the response of the British public. I mean, I am a Filipino-British citizen myself, and majority of us are already dual citizens. And it is really, it gives you a boost of energy. It gives you, you know, the spirit of keep fighting. And together, you know, we can win this battle. It's a wonderful.
Yeah, well, Arielle, you're so inspiring. Thank you for what you're doing, for both delivering the food and also all the work that you're doing at the JR for the John Radcliffe Hospital here in Oxford. You're such a hero, and I hope you have a lovely rest of your day, whatever you're up to. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Floor, and stay safe and God bless, and keep in touch. Thank you so much for having me on your program.
No problem at all. It's a pleasure. Thank you, Arielle. Speak to you soon.
Take care. Bye-bye.